So now we're going to go on with the open mic, and coming up first is a wonderful poet, and her name is Suzanne Owens. Give her a big welcome.
Okay. Hello. Hello. This is sort of a real downer after that. But anyway, it's about connections and how we're all really one. The first one is called The Quilt, and the other one is called More Than 1 Million Known Species. Today, I discovered a dark hole in the quilt through which feathers like bits of dust erupted into the air. I sewed the edges together. Now a thin line you can hardly see. Now a thin line you can hardly see, a dimple on my bed. I curl around pillows, window up behind my head, a breeze on my hair. It could be spring tonight, rain on the leaves, colors of their final desires hidden by the dark. After thinking of you all week, wondering, suddenly you phoned, as if never disconnected. 5 years sewn into a thin line. Thinking of me often, you said, and I of you. If one could turn on a light, the leaves might be green again, but misremembered. What can we trust? We can't cue up the video. Memory is so susceptible to errors, innocent and unintentional, colored by accidents, expectations, and life. Even the present emerges out of focus. Thus, we all seem blurred and divided, yet held one to the other, not by eyes, mouths, arms, and recollections, but sustained by some other. We're traveling on extended threads, then stitched together mere indentations, like these words, or the drops in autumn rain. I had another one to read that I wrote about 10 years ago, and I brought it here thinking it was all prepared, and then I started to revise it. So I'm going to read this one instead. This is a little newer. More than 1 million known species. And I have seen small body indentations in the grass, where the brown hair has let the field take form around it. Unlike the rabbit, it doesn't burrow. It needs no nest. And the zinnias sway immortal all summer. Until that morning you open the door, hauntings, frost-wrapped, colors still attempting to stain around groutings of ice. The cereus counterpoints sunsets, blooms lascivious through a single night while we sleep. Then it dies with zodiacal light. Your constellation, a graceful complication you let go like a kite. Mine, one small line I float on from point to point. But we share one lottery ticket and departures. Of what purport the scratch between our differences? Our numbers match, envisioned by a nickel. It happens within a dialogue, within the diverse meanings of mystery and fables. Solid ice dissolves around a jawbone. Dark matter, although invisible, is there, 10 times greater than the things we see.
Very nice, Suzanne Wumner-Hanford. Suzanne Owens.